Do you want to have a happy home? If you want to have a happy home, you need to learn to submit to one another.
Hello and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way. Many Christians will acknowledge that Christ must be at the center of every home, but in his hard-hitting message, Secrets to a Happy Home, the first part of which aired last week, Pastor Brian Grant took us to Ephesians 5:21, where we find spelled out for us this basic principle of having a happy home, mutual submission. Submission may be a tough topic, but Pastor Grant took us through the perfect model of submission described in Philippians chapter 2, even Christ himself. We learn how God's path to exaltation lies through humble submission and how the peace and happiness that God desires in the homes of his people lies in the willingness of each member to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Tonight, we will hear the concluding part of this first message in the series, so if you have your Bibles, we invite you to follow along as Pastor Grant brings the second part of his message entitled Secrets to a Happy Home, Part 1. Here, once again, is Pastor Grant.
Why should we submit? Oh, depending on what version. One version says, out of reverence for Christ. One version says, out of the fear of God. The motivation is not to get along better, but the biggest driving motivation for submission is out of reverence for Christ. Because I love him so much, because I want to please him so much, because I fear him so much, I just want to please him. I just want to be like Jesus. Amen. But you say, they'll walk all over me. But do you realize when you say that they'll walk over you, I tell you, we miss verse number 9 of Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Because after Jesus was willing to put himself under, what does the Bible says? Therefore, what? God had exalted him. Don't miss that principle. You see, I want to exalt myself. But what God wants to do, he wants to exalt us. Are you getting it? And he doesn't exalt the man who has already exalted himself. He wants to exalt the person who is willing to humble himself. He will lift you up. He will exalt you. And so, my friend, I want to encourage us this morning that we will grab a hold of the greatest illustration, the illustration of Jesus, who taught us what it was to really submit. May God help us. Listen, submission is more critical than you might think. We were in Saigon, Vietnam, a few years ago and discovered some unsubmissive drivers. These unsubmissive drivers were worse than these Jamaican drivers. Do you know, here we were in Saigon. The people were driving on the sidewalk. They were not only driving on the sidewalk, I'm not making it up. It was a one-way street. They were driving in the wrong direction on the one-way street. Well, I guess they said they weren't in the wrong direction because they weren't driving on the road. They were driving on the sidewalk. Aren't you glad most drivers are somewhat submissive? You know, sometimes we don't realize how important submission is in life. Suppose when you got to the corner here at Stanton, nobody wanted to submit. How in the world you get across that traffic light? Because, man, you say green. Well, if the other folks on the other side don't want to submit, green men, absolutely nothing. Am I right about it? While you're saying green, they're just coming the same old way. Everybody does what they want to do. Listen, submission is critical to stability in any society. And my friend, submission is critical to stability in your family. And it's time, those of us who say, I love Jesus, it's time we decide, God, today I am willing to hear you and I will submit. Amen. We have seen so far, we've talked about this whole importance of submission. We've said the definition of submission We've given you an illustration of submission. And before I quit, let me give you four of the benefits of family submission. Okay, that's what we want to talk about. Oh, I could give you a whole lot. But these were the first four the Spirit of God laid on my heart. And these are the ones I'm going to share. So if any of them apply to you, don't think I picked on you. These are the four the Spirit of God put right on my heart. First one, one of the benefits of family submission, it helps protect children from destructive anger. It helps to protect children from destructive anger. Look with me at Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And we'll come back there eventually to spend more time. But here's what it says. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. You fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath or to anger. When parents have the attitude that they don't have to submit to their children, they can easily do things that provoke their children to anger. Can I give you some simple ones? I'm going to give you anyhow. So you may as well say, yes, please. Do you know I've met children who have been wounded by parents who didn't keep their promise? You know, some of us parents don't regard that as a big deal. We promised, but we didn't keep the promise. Do you know I've met adults who still remember a promise their parent didn't keep? All these years, the adult hasn't forgotten the promise. And I want to encourage you parents, never ever do that. If it's humanly possible, you make sure you don't make a promise glibly that you had no intention of keeping. And if you didn't keep it because you could not keep it, now hear what I said, you didn't keep it because you could not keep it. That happens sometimes, right? What do? You have to go to the child and submit yourself and apologize and tell the child how sorry you are that you did not keep your promise. Don't take the attitude, I'm the parent, he's the child, this child needs to know this is how life is. No. The child don't have to learn that's how life is. The child needs to learn a model and see a model of what submission is because their parents showed them submission. Amen? You know, I met children who were badly wounded by a parent who punished them incorrectly. How many of you ever punished your child incorrectly? Can I go to the front of the line? So what do you do when you punish the child incorrectly? You see, I am saying to you that these are the things that causes anger because you punish the child incorrectly and then you don't bring the child in and say, honey, daddy is so sorry. I was wrong. What I did was wrong. Would you please, what? Forgive me. Oh, you say, oh, no, I don't need to do that. After all, I'm the parent. I don't have to come under. Listen, so those of you who are parenting young children, I hope you're grabbing what I'm saying to you because these are principles that are very important to your child's good, healthy development. You need to submit. You need to say, I was very sorry. I did the wrong thing. Forgive me, please. And get a hug. Seal it with a hug. Amen. Don't allow yourself to hurt your child. Don't let them build up anger. Some of us have hurt our children because they are aware of sinful behaviors that we have practiced. We have gone off track. And they are aware you went off track. But you never brought that child in and said, listen, you saw me last night. I was with my friends and I drank too much. Please forgive me and pray for daddy that he won't do it again. I won't talk to dad because I'm a man. But ladies, you got your issues too. It's not, we don't have all the issues. Am I right about that? Tell the child you sinned. Tell the child you're struggling. Tell the child, pray for me. Don't hurt the child. Listen, if you are going to live a sinful lifestyle and show no repentance about it to the child, why don't you realize the child is likely to copy your bad behavior? So one of the big benefits of family submission is that it helps protect children from destructive anger. Second, it helps facilitate family reconciliation. Amen. It helps facilitate family reconciliation. We're going to put Colossians 3 on the screen for you. Colossians 3, verse 12 and 13. And it says, here's how it reads in Colossians 3, verse 12 and 13. Therefore, as God's a holy chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. When we have a mutually submissive spirit, it helps heal and bring about family reconciliation. You know, family conflicts are not unusual. I have a feeling all of us have had some. Amen? But if we're not willing to submit, a family conflict that sometimes they start over foolishness. I have had to deal with situations where when I try to discern what started this conflict, nobody can really identify what started it, because whatever started it was so trivial that nobody really remembers what started the conflict. But everybody is mad at everybody. Nobody is talking. World War III is going on, and nobody is willing to submit. Because you see, mom and dad, they take their position. We're the parents. Oh, but I know the kids are grown. I'm talking about adult situations. We're grown. Kids are grown. Mom and dad says, we're the parents. They need to realize the Bible says they must honor their mother and their father, and they need to come and show us honor. And the children say, well, they're the parents. They ought to come and show us, give us a good Christian example, and they must come And so guess what happened? Nobody does a thing, because why? Nobody is willing to submit. Everybody is in their corner. And I tell you, this hurts my heart to see families who I love dearly, that they're at each other because nobody is willing to submit. But God is saying to us this morning, a healthy family, do you want to have a happy home? If you want to have a happy home, you need to learn to submit to one another. You need, listen, I bet you I'm talking to somebody here this morning. Perhaps it's you and your children. Perhaps it's you and your sister. It's you and your brother. Whoever it is, what is the drama you're dealing with? God is saying, listen, bring it to a stop. Submit. Submit.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
That's where healing begins. May God help you. Listen, it helps facilitate family reconciliation. Third, family submission helps maintain happy marriages. Marriages often fail because of a lack of submission. Each spouse wants to have their own way. Neither is willing to submit to the other. The husband says, I am the head. I do not have to submit. Well, guys, we're going to talk to each other soon. We're going to talk, okay? But can I tell you how dumb it is? Can I use such strong language from the pulpit? How dumb is it? Because you are so determined, I am the man and my wife is going to have to submit. War is going on in your house. You ain't talking to each other. World War III is raging. Your life is passing you by while the war is blazing. And if you had just submitted, it could have ended the war. For crying out loud. Guys, you see, the Bible says I am the head of the house, right? Oh, don't think anything I'm saying here doesn't mean that what God has to say, he has to say. And he did say we are the head of the house, and we'll come there soon. But guys, since I'm the head of the house, I need to make sure I fix it. Under God's, using God's power, I fix it. And the way I fix it, I cannot take the attitude that I am trying to fix it if I'm not willing to submit. I hope you get that. Any man who is not willing to submit to his wife cannot say he's doing all he can to fix the problems in his marriage. That is not true, because before the Bible even starts telling you what you're to do and your role, the first thing he's telling you to do is to... Are you willing to submit this morning? Whoever you are, male, female, husband, wife, child, whoever you are you willing to do it God's way? And say, God, I'm willing to submit to every member of my family. I am willing to come under. I don't have to always be on the top. I'm willing to come under, so that you might get the glory out of our marriage. Amen. But listen, fourth, last one I'm going to give you. Oh, you can add your own. I didn't touch your story. Add your story. Whatever family issue you're dealing with, if you're willing to submit, it's going to go a very far way to helping to solve the problem. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying one simple submit and every problem is fixed. But this is where it's going to start. Some problems are going to be solved. Some problems are not going to be solved immediately. But the solution starts here. Four, it helps eliminate dangerous sibling rivalry. I think I may have put Philippians 2, verse 3 and 4. Let's put that up on the PowerPoint. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. That is so hard. Too many families are torn apart by intense sibling rivalry. Oh, we're going to have to talk about this. Too many families are torn apart by intense sibling rivalry. And sometimes it started back in childhood, when one child wanted to be on top. Sometimes parents contributed by showing one child more favor than the other. There was favoritism. Sometimes it happened because the parent made a mistake of comparing the children. Do you know we do that? Can you imagine that we would do a thing like that? Oh yeah, we do. Oh, we're so proud of this child. And so we say to the next one, why can't you be like? I was talking to a family. I can give you this story. They're in Florida, and this young lady, their daughter, is so incredibly brilliant. Every medical school in the country was after her, and the department of all the science community was after her, and so they gave her they paid all, so she's going to Stanford. They put her through in full. All her expenses are paid for. They give her $50,000 spending money a year while she's in school. And so, of course, the poor little child, her little brother, they say, why can't So I had to say to them, please don't. I suspected it. I said, so do you ever say to such and such? Oh, yes, we do. I said, you're going to kill him. You're going to hurt him real deeply. Because guess what? He may not be as smart. He may not be as bright. Listen, every child has a different gift. Oh, they might not be able to do this or that, but God has given them some gift that they can do. Listen, we are to train them according to their bent. By God's grace, we could seek wisdom as to what God has gifted them in and encourage them to do that. Don't make them you. Don't live your dream through them. Don't try and force your children to become what you wish you could have become. So sadly, we start these wars among children. Sometimes children hurt each other because of sibling rivalry. They grow up and they grow up disliking each other because of this sibling rivalry. Oh, but thank God. Listen, kid, teenager, young person, you have issues with your sibling. You may be an adult. Would you this morning agree and say, God, I heard you and I'm going to submit. I'm going to put my sister or my brother above myself. I'm not going to think so highly of myself. I'm going to come under. God, I want to go your way. You know, it's easy to talk about submission, but submitting is not easy. Because there's something in us that hates to submit. We want to do what we want to do. We have a lawless streak. You know how I know that? Let's all go to 309 right now and see what happens. Do you think all of us are going to obey the speed limit? Nah. There is something in us that's lawless. We want to do what we want to do. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. For Jesus can change a disobedient, lawless, selfish person, and he can turn them into an obedient, submissive citizen of heaven and earth. But I don't want you to miss a key verse in the text, and it's verse 18. So let's go back to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be what? Be filled with the Spirit. Listen, you're going to see that what God is talking about in verse 21 is an outgrowth of being filled with the Spirit. He says, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God. It's one continuous thought. Did you see that? It's one continuous thought. Submitting to each other is an outgrowth of the submission to the Holy Spirit. It's an outgrowth of, listen, being filled with the Spirit. You see, some people like to go to churches where they say being filled with the Spirit is when you speak in tongues. Being filled with the Spirit has nothing to do with making a lot of noise. It has nothing to do of speaking other languages. Being filled with the Spirit has to do of living a life of power. It has to do with character. Are you with me? Being filled with the Spirit is not to make noise. It's so that we can live a life that pleases God. It's all about living to the glory of God. It's all about character. It's about our behavior. So this morning, God is saying, hey, you want to submit? You want to submit? Here's the secret. Discover what it is to be filled with the Spirit. You say, how can I be filled with the Spirit? You see, being filled with the Spirit also has to do with the submission. It means to be submitted to God. I am totally submitted to God. God is in control of my life. And listen, when God is in control of my life, I am filled with the Spirit. And when I submit to God, I will submit to each other. You having problems submitting to folks? Can I tell you right now, you're not filled with the Spirit. Oh, we love to think we are filled with the Spirit. We tell people how filled we are with the Spirit. But my friend, if you're not able to submit, you're not filled with the Spirit. You're not submitting to God. You cannot submit to anyone until you're submitted to God. I'm going to ask you, my friend, if you're here this morning and you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, as we wind up this service, I wonder if there's somebody who's going to say, God, I want to submit to you. Most important, I want to submit to you. And as I submit to you, I trust you'll help me to submit to others so that we may have a happy home. My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved? You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this. Dear God, I'm a sinner, need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen. And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you received Christ or if this program was a blessing, it would be a great encouragement to hear from you. You may call us at 215-887-4750 or visit our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. And remember to ask for our daily devotional, The Word for You Today. We'd also invite your partnership in this life-changing ministry. Gifts can be made through our website or by writing to us at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. The address again is 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19119. We invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10:45 a.m. It will certainly be a pleasure to meet you. Now, until next week, on behalf of Pastor Grant and our entire church family, this is Steve Washington reminding you that there's no better way to live than to live God's way.